This episode is sponsored by the Learn Jazz Standards Inner Circle. If your goal is to level up your jazz playing this year and feel confident improvising over jazz standards, the Inner Circle has everything you need and more. With monthly jazz standard studies, a library of powerful courses, and a vibrant community of like-minded musicians, you're guaranteed to improve your playing every single month. Podcast listeners can get 50% off their first month when you go to ljsinnercircle.com. That's ljsinnercircle.com or find the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's episode. All right, my friends, what's going on? Brent here from Learn Jazz Standards. Welcome to another episode of the Learn Jazz Standards podcast, where I'm answering your jazz and music questions 5 days a week to help you have more fun than ever playing music and to shorten the learning curve of your jazz journey. So excited to have you here today. We have a great question from Troy West. Let's give it a listen.
Hello. My question is about playing what you hear. I'm a guitarist, and there seems to be a disconnect between sounds that I hear in my head and what I'm able to get under my fingers. I'm just wondering if there are any specific examples or exercises that could help with this. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely, Troy. So we talk about this a lot here on the podcast, right? This idea that improvisation is where what we hear in our head meets muscle memory, right? And so we want to be able to build this skill so that the things that we are hearing in our head can more likely come out on our instrument. So let's talk about some options that we have available to us. So the first one I want to start with is just like the basics of ear training, right? Just understanding very basics of ways we can strengthen our ear. And honestly, I'm going over this one first, not because it's the most important one, especially when it comes to jazz, but more so just one that you can consider doing in the background a little bit to strengthen that ear, right? And so when I'm talking about the fundamentals of ear training, I'm talking about interval recognition, right? I'm talking about chord recognition, right? Is this a major seventh chord or is this a minor seventh chord? I'm even talking about chord progression recognition. Can I hear that this is a 2-5-1? Can I hear that this is a 3-6-2-5-1? Am I able to even put a name to what a chord progression sounds like in the first place? These are what I call fundamentals of ear training. If you're one of our Inner Circle members, we have an ear training course called How to Play What You Hear. It goes over the fundamentals of ear training. So that's available if you're an Inner Circle member. Though these are good things to do, right? You can never go wrong with just having a little bit of the fundamentals of ear training going on, because again, it's like going to the gym for your ear. So that's just the basics of ear training. And one to have in the background wouldn't make it the primary focus, but the other ones I think are going to be a little bit more helpful for building up that connection from what you're hearing onto your instrument a lot more quickly. So the first one is what's called melodic dictation, right? Melodic dictation. Though that would be when you hear a musical idea, trying to translate it onto your instrument as quickly as possible, right? So let's say I'll sing an idea to myself and then try to play it on my instrument. Okay, so that's melodic dictation. And then what I would do is I would sing a completely different idea. Da do dee do 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 dee. Okay, and then you keep going to the next one. And I wouldn't recommend necessarily singing your own ideas and playing them back to yourself. I mean, you could just go onto a recording, right, of anything and just stop the recording, hear the line, stop the recording, try to play it on your instrument, right? This is what I call the sight reading of ear training. So when you think about sight reading, like what's the conventional wisdom that people give when they're like, hey, how do you become a better sight reader? Well, the trick to it is to read lots of pieces of sheet music once through and then go to the next one. So in other words, don't read the same chart twice, because then you're starting to get the memorization of it into your fingers and into reading the actual piece of sheet music. So the idea is to get a new piece of sheet music in front of you constantly, you know, in this idealistic world, like 350 or so pieces of sheet music, and you're just going through them one after another. That's how you get good at sight reading. Well, the sight reading of ear training is the melodic dictation. Listen to idea, try to play it on your instrument as quickly as possible. Listen to a different idea, try to play on your instrument as quickly as possible. So you can use recordings as a resource. You can use melodies as a resource. You could use your own voice as a resource. You could have a friend as a resource playing something for you and you playing it back. Melodic dictation will strengthen that ability for you to hear something and connect it to your instrument. The second one is, of course, similar to that. And it's the one that I would recommend everybody is always doing. And that is learning melodies and solos by ear, right? Learning melodies and solos by ear. The more that you're able to hear ideas and get them onto your instrument, you will improve that connection from your ear to your head, from your head to your instrument, right? And where this becomes important is this idea of muscle memory. What happens is when you start playing lots of patterns and ideas over and over and over again, you're not just simply using the skill that melodic dictation gives you, which is the ability to hear something random you haven't heard before and quickly bring it to your instrument. That's not necessarily what's happening. What's happening is you're building a muscle memory of how to actually play something. So it's the opposite of sight reading, right? You're actually memorizing a piece, but you're doing it by ear. And you're gaining that muscle memory of what certain lines and melodic ideas sound like, which is ultimately the goal that you're going for when it comes to jazz improvisation. You really do want muscle memory to play a part in what you're doing with improvisation. It's not all just about hearing something and then immediately being able to play it. And we'll talk about that later, because for the Fast Track Friday episode, I want to talk a little bit more about this myth of hearing what you're, you know, playing what you're hearing in your head, because there's a little bit more to this than what I'm talking about here in this episode today. But this idea of learning solos by ear, yeah, not only is it helping you learn new jazz language, improving your technique, all the different benefits that are there, it's helping you develop that connection from your ear to your instrument and the muscle memory on your instrument for what different things sound like, right? That's really the key. So that's how I would suggest the three primary ways I would suggest going about better hearing, playing what you're hearing in your head. So again, that would be the fundamentals of your training. That would be melodic dictation, and that would be learning solos by ear. Like, that's really the best things, or melodies by ear. All right, my friends, that's all for today's episode. Remember that knowledge without action isn't really knowledge at all. Remember that lots of practice time isn't near as good as just a little bit of quality practice time. Of course, remember to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't want you to miss any of the great episodes coming out this week. Until then, happy practicing and cheers. Hey, podcast listener, would you like to ask me a jazz question and get it answered here on the show? Then go to learnjazzstandards.com/ask. That's learnjazzstandards.com/ask. I look forward to hearing your question and answering it on a future podcast episode. learnjazzstandards.com/ask, or find the link in today's show notes.